This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp, courtesy of the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar. And even though he is a guest of ours, this is another chance to do a sponsor read. We've got Vach Lombardi in the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, wildforkfoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. It never hurts to get another sponsor in, you know what I'm saying?
Get your money, man.
You see?
Get your paper.
There you go. All right. Well, thank
read
you.
Read another one. Hey, who else over here?
When Thanks the G-Bag Nation comes out here and they do three live mics, that is, of course, brought to you by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Out me, but read another one.
Get your money. Luckily, we haven't had to get to the injury report. But when we do Greystone Roofing, well, I guess actually that could come up right now. Mm-hmm. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. Speaking of that,
don't let rain fix your roof. Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Get y'all money. Don't worry about me, man.
Terrence Steele.
Yes, sir.
How are we feeling about the ankle? Or what is the report, I guess?
I got a phone call from a secret Illuminati person, but I don't think it's out, so I ain't going to be the one to say it. But I heard allegedly he might be all right. I don't know if I'm breaking them, but just something on my phone just assumed that he'll be fine. And, you know, that could mean a lot of things. That could mean, hey, it's a 2-week thing, or he's out for a 3-week thing.
Yeah.
Like, as long as he's relatively around for the season or whatever, like, that's good news to me. If Terrence is out for a couple of months, I would imagine that text would have been a little more dreary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, as far as I know, Terrence may not be practicing anytime soon. We don't know. I'll find out tomorrow or the next day or the next day. But just as I know now, we shouldn't have to panic about right tackle.
It didn't. Yesterday, nobody really seemed that concerned whenever I was walking and I was like, hey, where is he? And people that were in the know were just kind of like, oh, it's just an ankle.
Well, it's not like
usually they'll be like, oh, hold on. No, like, you know, there's a little bit more to it. So it did seem like, oh, he's already out.
Well, it's not like Terrence was out there and some fat person fell on him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we went, damn. Terrence's ankle went like this.
Yeah. Right.
Terrence didn't even go out there. Like, so me and Broadus was like, well, did he roll out the bed and hurt his ankle or something?
Right. A little sore.
Could happen.
Right. Sure. I mean, Tyron used to wake up and my back would be hurting in 3 weeks. He's out. So with Terrence, I mean, it didn't seem like an emergency. It was just, the backup, Hakeem Adeniji's out there. I wonder what's going on. But
By the way, did he in fact dislocate his thumb a couple days earlier?
Cornelius.
Yeah. Oh, Cornelius. Was that Cornelius?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we saw somebody out in the tent and it looked like he had to reset his thumb, which was kind of terrifying.
Well, that's not an injury. That's just hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Football,
you have to, like, if your thumb is upside down, fix the thumb and go back and use your thumb. Like that's just how the game
goes. Cut it off. I mean, those are the options.
That's what Ronnie Lott would do. So I realize he's a veteran, but any concern about, not long-term health, but like Terrence Steele not being out here even in the early stages, especially when you've got some new people kind of running the offensive line show.
Yeah, Terrence is a veteran. As much as Cowboy fans may have bad things to say about Terrence, I have a lot of faith in Terrence.
And
I think coaching matters. I think the one thing Schottenheimer did really well is hired coaches that are in demand. You know, Mike McCarthy hired, you know, his uncle's best friends that needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
Some 90-year-old coaches and their rent was due, like, hey, Mike, I need a favor. And those dudes ended up coaching for us, right?
They got a call from Glazer.
Sure.
Hire this guy.
Connor Riley was in demand. Clayton Adams was in in demand. Like, there was some phone calls being made for a lot of these guys, right? So it feels like to me, instead of a 90-year-old offensive line coach, I was sick every time there's some new Solari that, oh, well, I heard Solari got a problem with this player that's important as hell to us. Or, you know, Joe Philbin, yeah, he's here, but he don't like the damn superstar guard. Huh? What you mean? You know what I mean? But it seems like now Connor Riley and Clayton Adams and Duke Mannyweather, I count him as a Cowboys
coach. I agree.
Yeah, because he's always there, but like he doesn't have a technical official role, right?
The thing about Duke Mannyweather is he's a businessman, so he won 32 teams worth of offensive linemen paying him money.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have a boss.
Graystone Roofing and stuff.
And all the boys, right? But he's right across the street from us, so the great news is that the Cowboys offensive linemen as a unit have been over there. So everybody want to talk about continuity building and all that stuff. They've been there together. That's why I feel good about Terrence. Like, his offseason work has led me to believe that he'll be good to go. There's not some coach that's holding him back because he doesn't like him or anything like that. Terrence had a fantastic 2023, right?
Yes.
But, you know, you get hurt and you get a coach that's kind of not fooling with you, you'll have a weird year. Honestly, I don't think Terrence Steele was all that bad last year. This is what happens. When you go play Pittsburgh, and you may be mad that Tyler Guyton's getting whooped by Nate Herbig or something, but Terrence Steele got to fight T.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with Nick Bosa? And if you're Mike McCarthy, like, man, boy, it sure would be nice if you put help over there with Terrence. But when you watch the film, a lot of the times it was like Terrence is by himself with a star. Damn, he got whooped. Boy, and the fans are mad at Terrence. Mm-hmm. I was mad at Mike McCarthy for that stuff. Get a deuce milk.
That's damn right there. Now, you were on the draft coverage with the station, and for the Cowboys, you watched that number one or that top pick for them, that first round pick. Yeah. I saw a video yesterday of him getting beat by Ezeraku. Sure. It looked like he missed.
Yeah.
Aside from that, how has Booker looked? Because I feel like I've seen some pretty good stuff from him so far.
So Booker, I'm a humongous fan of Booker because Booker plays the kind of football I like. He's the kind of guard I like. I don't like this new football where guards are like 308, like 300 pounds something, and they move really well. That's not the guard I know.
That's that Denver Broncos, Terrell Davis type stuff. And let's get some road graders in front of us.
I like guards that whoop ass and move feet. You know what I mean? So when he had his phone call, when he talks to Will McClay, Jerry Jones, he talked to Coach Adams, you know what I mean, Clayton Adams, and they gave us hints about what's going on here. Clay was like, yo, we about to move the line of scrimmage. Booker was like, yes, duo and all that. So that basically means to me we're going to be comboing and moving bodies, and that's what this interior is really going to be.
You know so when the biggest knock that you heard about him was, oh, he's not the most athletic, you're like, okay.
Doesn't matter. Fine.
It could be a myth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're a coach, you know, you put your players in the best positions for, you know, you make them do things that they're good at. That's what a good coach would do.
But not always what the Cowboys do, and that has been infuriating, and we don't have to say it's because I don't think it was just specifically a McCarthy thing, but it's really weird that, like, you get a square peg and you don't think, let's look for a square hole. You're like, no, I'm comfortable with round hole, so let's drill it down. That's insane to me.
Let me tell you why it's 100% a Mike McCarthy thing. He's the head coach. He's the head coach. So if the O-line coach is doing something you don't like, Mike McCarthy get to go, hey,
fix you know? That.
Hey,
no,
hey,
fix that one.
Yeah. I don't like this because that's what all the other great coaches do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Attention Andy to detail.
Reed. Andy Reid got coordinators and he got guys. Be like, hey man, you know, do this differently. Like, they'll tell you to do things differently. I don't know what Sirianni's good at. I don't know what he's good at.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot.
I don't know what he does, but he'll lean on Shane. He'll lean on Gannon. They go be head coaches somewhere else. When his coordinators are trash, the Eagles look a little funny. Kellen, Fangio, you look good again. I think you have the – like, if you're the head coach, call – like, you keep things on track. Like, you're the well-oiled machine guy, right? So if it's not well-oiled, it's Mike McCarthy's call. At least what I like about Schottenheimer is that he's delegating. And he's like, hey, bro, if you're going to be doing this – and it looked good to me, then cool. I would assume that if anything looks funny, then he'll make an audible. But you asked about Tyler Booker. We went up to the 10. Tyler Booker whoops people, right? Tyler Booker moves bodies. So if we're – and Clayton Adams said this. Hey, Tyler Booker may not be the guy that you want to pull and do all this kind of wide stuff, but Tyler Booker does whoop feet. So we're going to whoop feet because that's what we're good at. So you take Booker, you take
– This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
BB and Tyler Smith, that interior is going to open the doors for the rest of the offense, I think.
I was telling Kevin yesterday, every time I look out here in practice and see two, I'm like, Jordan Lewis. My brain just immediately does that, and I'm like, oh, it's Wanye. And that's one of Kevin's favorite players.
I love
but then I see, as I'm looking at this defense that Eberflus has, it doesn't look like it's moving around much. It looks like it's there, and they're like, this is what we're bringing this at you.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Is that what you're seeing from this defense right now?
That's Flus, you know. Zimmer is more of, I want a lot of technical weird stuff going on. And that's cool if you lack talent, then your defense can kind of carry you a little bit. But you're a one-year coach, and Mike McCarthy's on a one-year deal. You're on a one-year deal, so we got to learn technical stuff on the fly. It's just philosophical, right? Flus is like, this is what we're doing. We're not going to be doing a whole bunch of blitzing. We got exotic blitzes we can hit you upside the head with, but more than likely we're going to rush forward and do everything else coverage wise you know what I mean? So yeah, it looks very simple, but if things are simple, guys can play faster. So it just varies coach to coach. They're not doing anything special out there, but they're going for the football, they're trying to get turnovers, they're ripping at the football,
they're punching. They brought the peanut punch from Chicago.
Even like run defense wise, right? You know, there's been a lot of news coming out that the defense is getting turnovers and they're looking real good. The defense is looking good, but the interior offensive line is whooping the interior defensive line.
Yeah.
So the offense is getting theirs too. But
these linebackers are filling gaps pretty good.
And that's they're filling we get gaps. That's Christian Wilkins. So then.
Are we even allowed to say his name?
He got cut. Plus, I'm not going to get charged with collusion.
Hell yeah, man. Christian Wilkins. Somebody need to be on the phone with his people.
Right now.
To go look at his foot. We need all the help we can get, for sure.
That's what I thought. And, man, what a battle. That's
you know, I've
set
wanted
up
him for a while. So.
And what a battle that's set up with the NFLPA, because the Raiders are like, hey, we've got the ability to void out your contract. And he's like, the hell you do?
That's their problem. As long as it ain't us. The player, y'all can deal with the mess.
Yes,
and I definitely hope that the Raiders lose that case and he gets his money and he's still cutting. I'm like, hey man, this is like a buyout situation. Just come on down, like come help us do some things.
The Cowboys don't always seem to have the same amount of urgency that fans have. You know, the fans is an emergency. We need one tech now.
For sure.
And the Cowboys are like, we'll throw Solomon Thomas and A-gap and see what happens for a couple of weeks.
We got to spend this money elsewhere right now. We'll figure out something here.
I'll be damned.
And plus, when Mozzie Smith lost the weight, they go, don't worry, he could still go at one tech.
I ain't trying to hear it. Just like I don't like 300-pound guards, I don't like 300-pound one techs. Who does that?
Big old Vince Wilfork body.
That just leads me to believe that the Cowboys have some other kind of treachery afoot. And if we're going to be a bend but don't break, and I hate the idea of bend but don't break defenses, but if you're going to drive the ball 90 yards and we get a fumble at the end, we can live with it, I guess, for a little while. But that's my whole thing, right? Like the Cowboys can do things that could beat the Giants or to beat the Panthers or something like that, but we're a team that's looking to be like postseason success, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to work against Philly or Minnesota or Detroit that we might have to run into in January. You know,
you mentioned Minnesota real quick, and I know this is not specifically about the quarterback, but I'm really curious your general thoughts about Minnesota going in, because I know they have a good roster around J.J. McCarthy, but it also feels like a lot of people have put a lot of projections on J.J. McCarthy just being able to roll at a really high level.
Coaching matters, and if you have a coach that's into new things, that's into stealing plays and being innovative and not being static, static, then you can have Sam Darnold and have success. You put a good roster around him and you can just kind of go. If you're making things easy for your quarterback, then cool. There are some people that don't like Dak Prescott for whatever, I mean, whatever. But this coaching staff makes things, made things in the Mike McCarthy administration. They made things hard for Dak Prescott. How many times have y'all just been, and we're just watching casually. Like, yeah, we go back and watch the film, of course. But how many times have we been watching the game and we go, they're about to run four slants.
Yes.
And they run four slants. Or they're about to run four hitches, and they keep running four hitches. So there's a stat.
And we thought that was a Jason Garrett thing at one point. We were like, hey, run to the sticks and turn around, and then you see it again.
There's this number that came out that Dak was like a top five quarterback thrown into tight windows. And it sounds like a good thing. Oh, he's a great tight window. You don't want the damn windows tight. You want the plays to be wide. How many times have we been watching San Francisco, and we go, how the hell did he get wide open?
Yep. Yeah.
How many times have we seen a Cowboy player wide open?
And people are like, Kevontae
Turpin last year for his 60-yarder. That was it.
It happened once. So, like, the Cowboys just haven't been doing things to make it easy for Dak. Dak has gone out here and been second in the MVP race with nonsense, with hitches and slants and flats and dragon concepts.
And people are like, oh, Brock Purdy can throw when they're open. I'm like, yeah, let's do that.
And no one
like, let's do that. You know what? You were talking about some of the predictability. Yeah. I was really glad yesterday to hear Schottenheimer talk about how they're going to switch up the snap count.
Yeah.
The snap count. Because there have been a couple of times I'm like, dude, if you've ever watched this team, you can like probably have a pretty decent idea of when he's going to snap the ball.
Romo was like down to 1 second. I was like, you can time that up.
Yeah,
you know.
If you take a look at some of the clips, this is what I've been focusing on. Right, I don't watch 90 players at camp. I think that's too much. I think you're going to miss things just trying. So I really focus on the O line. And when you focus on the O line, you kind of see D line in passing, or you just see huddle things. Right. So I'm watching the huddle. They are breaking the huddle different kind of ways, and they're putting a lot of details and emphasis on it because Dak will break the huddle. Sometimes they'll walk out, and they'll get on the line, and that's where we get a bunch of here we goes. Sometimes they may move a little closer to the football and run out to the ball, and then they'll do something quickly, right? And that's not a here we go moment. So if y'all just on Twitter and you're seeing different plays, look for the huddle and watch how they break the huddle. Just a little like – it may not be on Twitter or whatever, because who would put this on Twitter? But when Joe Milton's out there, sometimes they'll break the huddle and call it back. I don't know for sure, because I ain't no damn coach, but just with my eyes, I can assume maybe something didn't happen breaking huddle-wise that they're trying to fix and that they're trying to get right. Like, they'll break the huddle and they'll come back. One time yesterday, Dak even came back and said, no, do this, do this, do this. So in my mind, if you're going to be running shifts and motions a lot, the first thing you got to do is line up correctly, right? If you're Jadon Blue, the play may rely on your shift to the left and your motion to the right. You can't just start on the left.
Right.
You got to start exactly where you at. And then you do the shift, then you do the motion. So if they're putting details in place and they're switching up tempos and they're actually using motion, because all the best teams use motion. Mike McCarthy looked us in the face and said he hates motion. But all the best winning teams do motion. But now Shoddy's, you know, is purposeful with it.
Purposeful is the word right there, man. Yeah, not just to do it.
This is something else I hate about Mike McCarthy. We don't want to find 3 fan hate on Mike McCarthy. Watch my bar. Look, you know, Mike will catch an attitude and just do stuff for no reason, and then he wouldn't do it next week, right? Oh, y'all bothered me the hell about motion all week. Fine, I'll run the motion. And the offense will look fantastic, but he wouldn't do it the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, y'all, fine, we'll run the football. It would look great, but we won't do it next week, right? Mike didn't have a purpose behind when he was doing stuff, right? There was no purposeful use of it. Shoddy at least, and I ain't saying nothing because the Eagles are week one and we're going to have to see.
Yep.
Shoddy's at least showing us now that there's an emphasis that we're doing things on purpose and not just doing things because we got an attitude.
Man, thank you so much. Do you want to stick around? You got stuff to do? This is supposed to be a pseudo off day, so you might got places to be.
I
got to
do some YouTube, man. I got to do some other stuff. This 15 minutes flew by, but it is.
Where can we find you on YouTube, man?
At Vach Lombardi. I just hit 100,000 subs a couple days ago.
Congratulations, you know
what I mean?
So
that means I'm a full-time YouTuber.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
I have a job now, you know what I mean? So, so y'all can go check me out there. Check me out, Vach Lombardi, on Twitter. And I'll be here till Monday. So we got, well, I'll be here till Tuesday. So I got tomorrow tomorrow's practice, Sunday's practice, and then Monday's practice. And I'll get the hell out of here and go back to Dallas and watch it on Twitter.
There we go.
Thank you so much. And we always love hearing you with Brian Broaddus.
Appreciate y'all.
Well.
Crown Global Media, check that out too, because I'm trying to get $100,000 over there so Brian can pay me some good money. You feel me?
There you go. Watch Lombardi right here.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.